This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. It may be hard for some to think that just about 1 year ago, Pope Francis was simply Bishop Jorge Mario Bergoglio from Argentina. His first year as leader of the Catholic Church has shown a compassionate but uncompromising pro-life proclamation of the gospel. Francis has not only challenged the Catholic Church, but the entire world. Sherry West, who as one of the workers at the Gosnell Clinic provided one of the most vivid descriptions of a house of horrors, has been given a sentence of 5 to 10 years in prison. You may recall West as the abortion worker who told the world how she avoided the mental trauma associated with doing abortions with Kermit Gosnell in Philadelphia. This is Life News Radio. Some problems go together. We won't get rid of assisted suicide or euthanasia until we value life to the natural end of life. We won't solve population problems until we separate myths from reality. We won't get rid of abortion until there is a culture that understands freedom and no longer tolerates license. We cannot have prayer and morality in public until there is prayer and morality in the private lives of Christians. Be part of a culture of life. This is Life News Radio. The government of Prime Minister David Cameron has presided over the largest liberalization of abortion practice since the passing of Britain's Abortion Act in 67. Now the government has secretly rewritten British law, which now allows nurses, not doctors, to approve abortions. With no advice of Parliament, government-funded abortion businesses were discreetly and privately advised of the proviso 6 months before it was made public. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.